folks. Welcome back to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop here with you, Jack McLam. And if you'd like to call in this hour, this is call-in hour on the Officer Jack McLam program. You can call in on 800-313-9443, okay? 313-9443. 9443, okay? 800-313-9433. All right, folks, now, back to Armitage here, and Oliver North and General Singlob, who were all involved in the Iran-Contra exchange for cocaine for guns scandal. And anyway, capturing the new abundant source of heroin was the most important part of the war on terror in Afghanistan, folks. The CIA went in and replanted the fields 33 times as much poppy fields as was there before the Taliban destroyed the poppy fields. Hamid Karzai is a puppet ruler of the CIA. He was a CIA agent. And he was also he was a big time guy at Unocal. Okay, he was on the Unocal payroll, the oil giant payroll, until the mid 1990s, and he's also was a CIA operative, covert operative, since the 1980s. That collaborated with the CIA and funding U.S. aid to the Taliban at that time. Yes, we were aiding the Taliban at that time in the 1980s. But anyway, the Bush administration in 2003, they could have destroyed the poppy fields there, folks, but they did not. They refused to have them eradicated, because the Bush crime family was making millions upon millions and millions and millions of dollars off the CIA's importing of opium and heroin into the United States. And so they refused to destroy the crops, even though they had the chance to do so in 2003. Major drug dealers are rarely arrested. Smugglers enjoy carte blanche immunity from Afghanistan. And writing for The Guardian, the U.S. Army planes leave Afghanistan carrying coffins empty of bodies but filled with drugs, okay? The CIA's drugs are in those coffins. Is that why the U.S. has stopped reporters from photographing the returning coffins, the caskets, folks? I doubt it, because they're closed and sealed when they have the CIA's drugs in it. But anyway, folks, that's a little update on Afghanistan. And I want to thank Victor Thorne for writing that great article in the American Free Press on December 1st about the CIA's heroin and how it still rules the day in Afghanistan. And there's a picture of the evil Mr. Evil Richard Armitage on the front page of that article on page 6 of the American Free Press, December 1st. Well, folks, yes, it is call-in time. I will put up here once again, or I will tell you once again the number to call in today on the Officer Jack McLam program during the second hour is 800-313-9443. 313-9443. Let's go to our dear brother Dave in Massachusetts, great American patriot. Dave, oh, I hear the music, Dave. Hold on just a minute. We'll be back with you right after these important messages.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hey, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop here with you, and we're going to go to great American patriot Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Brother Jack, my favorite time of the week, Jack, listening to you. You know, if Chertoff is the son of the devil, Jack, and if McCain is the son of Cain, why, you must be the son of the lamb.
I've heard that before, McLam.
So you're the son of the lamb, Jack, you know?
Well,
so
I don't know. I'm pretty ornery, Dave, and I pray every day to ask forgiveness for my sins, and I just try every day. I read my Bible every day, and I try to be as good as I can, but man, I'll tell you, it's really, really tough out there, working with our soldiers and police officers every day. But I try real hard, Dave. Go right ahead, brother.
You know, I've been talking a little bit on the talk radio, Jack, about just the overall concept, picture, Jack. You know, at this Christmas season, you know, we think about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you know how well documented it is, Jack. God didn't leave anything to chance or the question. Jesus' birth, you know, in the stable in Bethlehem, and the genealogy, God went to a lot of trouble to spell out his whole genealogy.
That's,
and everything.
Right. Sure did. Yeah.
Now isn't it interesting? Now this, the son of perdition, evidently. Now the Supreme Court supposedly or something is supposed to rule tomorrow, whether they're going to pursue this thing about, I think, Yo Mama here producing a birth certificate.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting, Jack? Now, we have to produce a birth certificate if we even want a food stamp. If we even want a $1 food stamp.
I know it.
We have
yeah.
to produce a birth certificate. Now, here's this, you know, this whole thing seems like some sort of satanic counterfeit to me, Jack. Remember, it appeared in the mainstream newspapers, this crap about how Obama is related to everybody, how he's related to all this royalty, and he's related to Bush, and he's related to Cheney. And
yeah.
I mean, how the hell do they know that, Jack, if this joker can't even birth certificate? If he can't even produce a birth certificate, how does the establishment media, the Jewish state-controlled media, know that Obama is related to all these powerful people?
Well, they could be lying, because that's what they're good at, lying to us. But they also know and have groomed Abomination for years for some position like this, because he's a total puppet of the Zionist Communist Council on Foreign Relations, so they know more about Abomination than he probably knows about himself.
Oh, absolutely, Jack. I agree with that, you know, and my question, do you think the black, I don't want to call black folks dumb, Jack, but do you think they're ever going to wake up to how they've been completely betrayed? There's going to be some intelligent blacks out there that already are beginning to realize that Oprah, that they've been betrayed by Oprah and Obama and everything.
Yeah, there's some very intelligent blacks out there. I've known a lot of them, and I still know a lot of them. And some of them are not fooled by Abomination, because they know he's a hardcore communist, and that he's totally under the control of the Council on Foreign Relations and not the American people. And so I've talked to some good black folks that are in law enforcement, in the military, and in the private sector, who know that he's a liar and a puppet, and he's going to do exactly what Bush and Cheney were going to do if they'd have stayed in as president and vice president. He and Joe Biden are going to do the exact same things, because they're ordered around and totally controlled by the same Council on Foreign Relations that Bush and Cheney were.
Absolutely. You know, the very least Obama could do, Jack, is to take Jocelyn Elders out of mothballs and reinstall her as Surgeon General. That's the least he could do for the black folks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he doesn't work for the black folks. He works for the Communist Zionists at Council on Foreign Relations. And by the way, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Zionists hate black folks. I've been told that by Jewish people that know members on the Council on Foreign Relations, and they hate black folks. It's just that it's time to set up America and use this black person as a traitor to this country. And so your question will be answered very shortly, as the black folks find out that Abomination is destroying America and bringing us down to third world nation status. All black folks are going to be hurt severely, along with the white folks, and so they will wake up shortly, brother. I'm just sad that it takes that kind of destruction for them and the white folks even to wake up.
Now, if you take a guy like Minister Louis Farrakhan, Jack, now Farrakhan was supporting Obama to the hilt to be elected. Now, I wonder if Minister Farrakhan's no dumbbell. I wonder if he's woke up yet to the betrayal. Have you heard anything from him?
Well, I do know that I've heard from our Jewish and black military and police that they have their puppets in place, and the CIA and the government built the American KKK for them to have racial tensions in this country. And so Farrakhan could very well be, and I've heard that he is, with the CIA and to cause friction and racial tension in America. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've heard through the grapevine.
You know, that wouldn't surprise me, Jack. Louis Farrakhan himself could be a tool of the CIA.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he probably is.
Yeah, because the hate groups are usually built by our secret agencies to cause racial tension in America, to keep us divided to where we can't stand together to conquer this beast system that's coming upon us.
Yeah, you know, it's the last thing I'll say, Jack, is it's interesting to, you know, when we think of the mystical body of Christ, you know, but then it's interesting to think of the body of the beast, Jack. I mean, it's going to be headed up by the Antichrist with a capital A, but there's also thousands upon thousands of Antichrists that all compose this. Actually, it's the mystical, just like the mystical body of Christ, you have the mystical body of the beast also.
Yes, very true, and there are thousands and thousands of Antichrists out there. Yes.
Yeah, the CFM and the Trilateral Commission, and it's all full of individual members of the body of the beast.
Truly, brother.
So, hey, okay,
Dave,
Jack.
Thanks for calling in, brother, and thank you for being a warrior for Christ and country there. God bless you.
Yeah, that's all we can do, Jack. There is no other option.
Go down swinging for God and country. Okay, Dave. Thank you, brother.
Take care. Jack.
All right, folks. Well, I have an appeal to bring to you, folks. I already did once last hour to appeal to you to get on your knees before Christ and see if we can't have Christ stop this evil that Christ himself and our God, Creator God, Yahweh, and that's his Hebrew name, and we should use it, folks, because it differentiates. When your friends say they believe in God and associates believe in God, what God do they believe in, folks? What God? When you say God, you know, you got the Shiva, the worshipers of Shiva that is their God. You have God, all kinds of gods out there. God Satan, okay, that the Bush crime family believe in and Cheney crime family believe in and follow. So I think we should use the word Yahweh. I say in my prayers every night, God Yahweh, God Yahweh. And then his son is Yeshua, the Hebrew name for Jesus Christ, because I received a book not long ago from a New Ager that chastised me for believing in Jesus Yeshua, our Savior. And the book was on 16, I think it was 16, the number 16, Christ before Jesus Christ, that the New Agers believe in. Okay, and it was a book written by some guy describing 16 other, I think it was 16, I could be wrong on that figure, but I think it was 16, other Christ before Jesus Christ. So that's to make us disbelieve in Jesus Christ as the Christ, the only Christ. That book, I read a little bit of it, about one chapter, and I threw it down, gave it back to the New Ager that gave it to me and told me I didn't even want it in my house. It was so evil. But anyway, folks, if you can remember the name Yeshua, Yeshua is the Hebrew name for the real Jesus Christ of the Bible, Yahweh, God Yahweh's son, okay? So maybe in your prayers, like me, when I pray at night, I use Yeshua and Yahweh so that I am praying to the right Jesus Christ and the right Creator God of heaven, Yahweh. And Yeshua Christ Jesus is the way I say my prayers at night, because I don't want any other Christ getting involved in my prayers just by saying Christ and just by saying, you know, God, okay? But that's another thing here, folks. I want to ask you something to please help me with. Help me with this, folks. You remember, do you, Chris Jones, my webmaster, that went into Bohemian Grove as a driver, driving these evil, super-rich, powerful men around as they sacrificed children up there and did their sacrifices and did their ceremonies at Bohemian Grove? be right back. I hear the music. We'll be back on the Officer Jack McLam program right after these.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. Survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Okay, folks, we have other callers on the line. Callers, hold on, please. Let me just share with you this, folks, and I ask your help for a dear brother of ours. Chris Jones has been a great American patriot, and he's a young man. I think he's less than 40, and I'm 64, so I can say he's a young man. And he's a wonderful, wonderful Christian young man. And he was hired as a chauffeur around these satanic beings there at Bohemian Grove, okay, to all their ceremonies and everything. And he took his video camera, you know the story, and he took pictures with his video camera of what he saw. And he gave it to Alex Jones at Genesis Communication Network and at Infowars.com. And Alex made it into a movie about Bohemian Grove. And then it got onto the web. It got onto the web, and so Chris found himself in trouble for trying to share the truth with Americans, as a good Christian young man should, as God says, be a watchman on the wall, which Chris Jones was and is, in sounding the alarm when the enemy approaches. And so what they did was they set him up. They set him up for prosecution, and they prosecuted him for crimes he did not commit. We have the evidence to prove he didn't commit it, but they didn't let him put the evidence in to the jury. And so they railroaded him into prison for him going into Bohemian Grove and taking those pictures. And they're persecuting him in prison today. They put him in for 3 years, and he's got an appeal going right now. And we need to pray about the appeal for Chris Jones, because he's guilty of nothing except for going into Bohemian Grove and violating the Satanist program there at Bohemian Grove. And so here's his letter from his mother, Lois, just sent us a letter saying that Chris is very depressed. He says he may start a fight, knowing that he doesn't know how to fight, resulting in him being killed. Chris says he can't take it anymore. He is filled with hate and is upset that those who abuse the system are enjoying their holidays while he is imprisoned and in physical pain. The other day he stood up for 2.5 hours to see a doctor and had to go back and lay down because his back and his feet hurt so badly. Chris hasn't called his mom in 1.5 weeks, which is very unusual, folks. He must be very depressed. He says that, his mom Lois says, please lift Chris up in your prayers. There's no religious services offered there at his new prison. And, she says, may his blessings surround you, Lois. Thank you. And, folks, I want to give you Chris's address. And if you remember the scriptures, folks, where God says visit the prisoners, visit those in prison, especially, folks, we should visit those in prison that did nothing, but the Satanists in this world have railroaded them into prison, like Ramos and Compion, for example, and Richard Taos, great FBI agent who tried to stop Bush and the CIA and the mafia in New York from bringing drugs into New York City, and they railroaded him into prison too. And Yuri Call and Scott Fall from the Call attempted massacre by the government agents up in North Dakota 26 years ago. These are people that have been railroaded into prison and shouldn't even be in there, folks. And Ramos and Compion, too. But here is Chris Jones' address. And if you could send him a Christmas card or just a Christmas letter, you know, and just tell him that you're praying for him and praying that God will open the gates of the prison like he did in the Bible for others, and it will probably cheer Chris up and help Chris get out of his depression. Because they're torturing him in prison today. In his last prison he was in, they would keep him confined for 30 days in a 6x9 cell, wouldn't let him see any other people, and let him out 1 hour a month. Okay? So he could get out, take a shower, and do a few things, and they're torturing him in there because he's a political prisoner. He snuck in, or didn't sneak in, he was hired at Bohemian Grove to be a chauffeur. But he did what he shouldn't have, according to the Satanist, and exposed much of what they're doing there. So please write to Chris Jones, folks, but you got to get the address correct, or they'll send it back to you. Send him a letter or send him a Christmas card and just say, God bless you, brother. We're praying for you and asking God to open those prison doors very soon for you. We know you've done nothing wrong, and we're going to keep praying for you. Here's his address, folks. Christopher, okay, and it's the word Christ, Christopher. Christopher L. Jones, Christopher L., like in Lincoln, Jones on the first line. I hear the music back there, folks, so I'm going to take another break. So just remember, the first line is Christopher L. Jones, Christopher, and I'll be right back and give you his prisoner number and the address right after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old retired cop, Jack McLam, with you. And our dear brother, your brother, too, that works for you, when he's out of prison, that is, he was working for you to try to expose the truth to the American people, and he's done this for years. He's just a great Christian young man. And so please, folks, remember what the Bible says, visit our prisoners in prison. It's awful hard to visit Chris, but we can visit him with writing and cheer him up. And that's what God meant, to visit the prisoners, to cheer them up and help them with their depression. And he's being persecuted horribly. And I understand the new prisons a little bit better that he's in now in Avenel, California. Never heard of that one. But let's write to him and see if we can get him through this and ask God to truly pray for him and ask God to open those prison cells and let him out on his appeal, that he would win his appeal. But here's the name again, Christopher L. Jones on the first line. And you have to get this exactly right, folks, or they'll send it back. Very evil administrations at these prisons. And they love to send the letters back of prisoners if you get it wrong in any way. Here's his prisoner number on the second line. Second line under Christopher L. Jones is capital G. This is his prisoner number. capital G, 17784. Capital G, 17784. Dash, 320. Dash, 9, capital L. Once again, capital G, 17784. Dash, 320. Dash, 9, and a capital L. And on the next line, folks, below that, put Post Office Box 9. Post Office Box 9, Avenel. Never heard of this place in California, but it's A-V-E-N-A-L. Avenel. I think I'm saying it right. Avenel or Avenel. But anyway, it's A, capital A, V-E-N-A-L, comma, California, and you can just put C-A if you want to, 93204. Once again, the last line, line four, is Avenel, A-V-E-N-A-L, comma, capital C-A for California, 93204. All right, Christopher L. Jones, capital G, 17784, dash 320, dash 9, capital L. The third line is Post Office Box 9, and then Avenel, California, 93204. Folks, it would be such a blessing on a brother that's having a hard time. He never thought, of course, this would happen to him, but the Satanists that go to Bohemian Grove are so evil that they charged him falsely, and then, as they did to Ramos and Compion, they kept the evidence to prove that he was innocent away from the jury and railroaded him into prison for 3 years. And I guess they're trying to get him to kill himself or something. They're persecuting him in prison, too, folks. So please write to Chris. He's very depressed right now. And just tell him, Merry Christmas. Wish you were here, or wish we could be there with you. And asking and tell him that you're praying to the Lord to open his cell door on his appeal and allowing him out, because you know he's not guilty of anything. And just say whatever you want to him, folks, remembering that he's depressed and he needs to know that people out here love him and are praying for him. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, folks. If you do that, you're doing it for me, you're doing it for Chris, and you're doing it for America, which Chris and God and country, which Chris serves so well. Okay, folks, let's go to our dear brother George in Texas. Brother George, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
On the prisoner, political prisoner, you just talked about Chris.
Yeah.
Even Christ says, we've done that to him, you also done it unto me.
Yes, brother, that's exactly what he said. Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I was sitting there reading through my Bible. And, you know, one thing, you know, we talk about, you know, throwing God out of our country, murdering our babies and all that stuff in the womb.
Yeah.
But, you know, another thing our Lord judged the country for was not keeping the Sabbath.
Absolute, brother, absolute. Yeah, we're worshiping on Sun Worship Day instead of on the Sabbath, which is the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday.
Well, anyway, my boss, he's a Seventh-day Adventist, and he shuts down on Saturdays, and people, his colleagues, would tell him, well, you can take off, but you can always keep the business running. He says, no, the Bible says I'm not to work no one.
That's right. That's exactly what it says, and around my place on Saturday, I have workers that want to come in and do this and that, and I told them not on the Sabbath. On Sunday, I've got a worker coming over today after the show to do some things for me, which is Sun Worship Day, and it's not the Sabbath, so we can hire people to come on Sunday, but we can't do it on the seventh day of the week.
But you know, the thing is, I noticed, like, one politician told me, he said, if we would just shut down all the unessential businesses for one day a week, the blessings would be astronomical.
I think you're right, brother, because if we worship the Sabbath and we keep the Sabbath holy, God can bless us for that. Now, we also got to stop killing 55 million babies that we've killed in the last few years under this murderous abortion program, Roe versus Wade. But you're right. If we could keep the Sabbath, then that would be a great start in the right direction, brother.
Even like right now, it's an event in Houston for the Patriots, but I said I'm not moving because it's the Sabbath.
Yes.
I'm resting. I'm home.
Praise God, brother. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist, but I do read the Bible, and it's very easy to read in the Bible that the seventh day we're supposed to rest and is the Sabbath, and, of course, Sunday is the first day of the week.
Well, God bless, Jack.
Thank you, Brother George. Thanks for calling in. Great amount of information there. Very important, too, that we get back under God's law. Thanks, George. God bless you. Well, folks, wanted to talk to you about something else here, another action we need to take. And, folks, if you're not an activist for God and country, you're pretty much worthless. You're pretty much worthless, folks. Now, many, many Christians say, well, I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. Well, folks, let me tell you, not if you're not doing what God told you to do. God told us to be watchmen on the wall and to sound the alarm when the enemy approaches. And we've allowed the enemy to come in and take us over. He's in the camp. And we didn't sound the alarm. Well, some of you did, but most did not. And then he told us to occupy this land until his return, and Christians are being taught by their government ministers to occupy a pew Sunday morning with their derriere, and that's what occupy means. That's not what God meant, folks. He said, occupy the land until I return. Now, how do you do that without action? And then Psalms 94:16 brings it all together when he asked every single one of his people, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Psalms 94:16. And if we don't do that, folks, if we don't do action for God and country, then we're in deep trouble. Because remember, God says that Christians, there's many, many Christians in the Bible, he says this, that are lukewarm Christians. And he says he's going to spew them out of his mouth. Now, could it be Christians that refuse to do any action to try to keep God in this country or bring God back into this country or to stop Satan and his minions that control our government today? Could that be the Christians he's talking about that refuse to do anything against evil government? Their government ministers have taught them to obey everything evil government tells you to do because all governments of God. That's not Romans 13. Read it yourself, folks, and you will see that he meant if you have a Christian leader that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and obeys his laws, we must obey that Christian leader. But satanic leaders like we have today, we're not supposed to obey. Are evil leaders. They don't have to be Satanists. If they're evil, we're not supposed to obey them. So anyway, folks, let me ask you to do this. This is a second thing of action to take, and that is demand President Bush pardon Ramos and Compion. Here's another two brothers that were just doing their job as Border Patrol agents, doing a wonderful job. Ramos had been elected Border Patrol Agent of the Year, and he's about to win it the second time. And Compion was very, very good, too, very well awarded awards at the Border Patrol. And they were doing too good a job, so Johnny Satan Sutton, the President Bush's special counsel there in Texas decided to railroad him into prison, and he allowed the drug-running felon, Adroit Davila, to escape apprehension or punishment. And Johnny Satan Sutton, U.S. Attorney Johnny Satan Sutton, went down into Mexico and scoured Mexico to find this guy that had turned around when he was, when Ramos and Compion had stopped his van filled with marijuana, almost 1,000 pounds of marijuana. He ran from the vehicle and was running back into Mexico, and they told him to stop, and he turned around and pointed a gun at them, and they shot him in the buttocks, and he escaped back into Mexico. Now, Johnny Satan Sutton went down to Mexico and found him and gave him a grant of immunity in exchange for his testimony against our two great Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Compion, and said that he never had a gun. He convinced the jury that he never had a gun and that they shot him, although he didn't have a gun. Not true. His family members, folks, told investigators that he always carried a gun. His own family members told them that he always carried a gun, and Johnny Satan Sutton and his gang of U.S. attorneys down there in Western District of Texas would not allow the jury to hear that. So they railroaded Ramos and Compion into prison, Ignacio Campos and Jose Compion into prison for 10 years and 11 years each, all right? And we need to get them out. Their families are being destroyed. Compion's family have lost their home already because the breadwinner's in prison. And Ramos's family is not doing well either, folks. But before President Bush leaves office, now he is giving pardons to convicted drug runners and offenders, drug offenders. Probably they all work for his dad, Poppy Bush, the Bush crime family. That's why he's giving pardons to convicted drug runners and not to Ramos and Compion. So please, please, the American Policy Center, good friend of mine there who runs the American Policy Center, Tom DeWeese, has asked us to please get a hold of the president and tell him to pardon Ramos and Compion, okay? And I'll tell you how to get a copy of this here, this alert. It's an alert, demand President Bush pardon Ramos and Compion. But I want to say also, folks, that don't just demand this from the president, who may very well not pardon them, but please go to your elected things at the Congress. Your elected things at the Congress, and tell them to sign on to H.R. 563, House Resolution 563, calling for Ramos and Compion to be freed. Now, the great and heroic Congressman Dana Rohrabacher of California says Ramos and Compion case, the Ramos and Compion case is the worst miscarriage of justice that I have witnessed in my 30 years that I've been in Washington, D.C., District of Criminals. And so, folks, please, to would you get a hold of your congresspersons and tell them to sign on to House Resolution 563 and the resolution to give a congressional pardon to Ramos and Compion. See, the Congress can do that, too. The president isn't the only one. We must approach the president before he leaves office here in the next 30 days and get him to sign a pardon for Ramos and Compion, but it's unlikely that that Satanist, Boy George Bush, is going to do this. But get a hold of him anyway and try. The American Policy Center has sent him many, many demands to have him pardon Ramos and Compion. Tom DeWeese is the president of American Policy Center, and I appreciate what he's doing. But also, don't forget to get a hold of your congressmen and congresspersons and ask them to sign on to the bill to pardon, to give a congressional pardon to Ramos and Compion. Here is how you can get a copy, folks, of this release here, this action alert, okay? Go to www.AmericanPolicy.org. Okay, one word, American Policy. Here we go, www.AmericanPolicy.org. And pull up this demand President Bush pardon Ramos and Compion. Okay? God bless you for doing that, folks. Thank you so much. These people in prison, God expects us to visit them and to stand up for them when they're not guilty of anything. Be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Okay, folks, let's come back real quick now to our brother Michael in New York. Brother Michael, go right ahead. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Always great to listen to you, sir.
Thank you so much,
Michael. I just wanted to comment that it's so disgusting to know that criminals get away with all this while they get good, honest, decent people that haven't really done any wrong in the prison system, and they abuse him this way, Jack. It's just disgusting, and I'll be praying for this poor kid. At the same time, while I'm praying, I will also ask the Almighty to curse the Attorney General, the judge, and everybody else associated with this sham perpetrated on this innocent American.
Yes. Well, that's an imprecatory prayer, and it's totally biblical, brother. Thank you for doing that. I pray imprecatory prayers every night myself. Thanks for doing that.
Well, that's my duty, Jack, as far as being an American and live at this time. That's part of my duty, and I'm glad to do it. And I ask everybody else to do the same thing. If you have to be good. If you expect the Lord to curse your enemy, then you have to be really good. If you're not living virtuously, it ain't going to work for you. But
that's
if you
right,
do live
brother.
Virtuously, it'll be very effective. All of my enemies were easily removed out of my way just by asking the Lord to take care of these enemies that chose to be my enemy even though I've done no wrong to them. But they just didn't like me because I was maybe too good of a guy. I'd like to tell the truth the way it is for whatever it is. And so anyway, sir, we all have to do that. And lastly, let me just say that, and you covered it, Jack, it's not, you know, is the Sabbath, the original Sabbath, on our Saturday? I don't think so. Saturday, by the way, is Saturn Day. And if we were all to just keep our Sundays holy, so one day a week is holy, dedicated for, you know, clearly serving the Lord's interest that whole entire day, then the Lord would be blessing us left and right.
I know, brother. You're absolutely right. Saturday is named after Saturn, and so it's a occult day, too, but it is the seventh day. The Bible says keep the seventh day holy, and according to our calendar today, the seventh day is Saturday. You don't have to call it Saturday if you want to. I call it, the holy day of the week, and but the Bible says keep the seventh day, not the first day of the week, which is sun worship day, you know?
Yes, but I think today, with the Lord and his care for us, that's not his concern. It's just a matter of having us, as a people, living our lives in a proper manner so that we're worthy of the blessings that he wants to give us.
Well, you're very true on that, Michael. We need to try our best. I try my best every day to live by God's laws, and sometimes I mess up because God said we're all sinners except for him and Jesus Christ. But are we trying every day to live by his laws? I think that's so important, and I pray every day that he'll stop me from sinning and that I can be virtuous and I just lay it in his hands. But, yes, we need to realize that we're all sinners, but try our very best every day to live under his commandments.
Yes, sir, Jack. We just have to be trying. Excuse me. We have to be trying very hard. That's all that we really have to do. You're right, sir.
God bless
Jack.
You,
thank
Michael.
You very
God
much
bless
for all
you,
your...
Cool. I'm glad you're there and praying every day, and I hope you'll send a letter to Chris Jones also. Well, I don't know. Are we still on or not? Okay, good. All right, folks. Well, listen, it was so good to be with you today, and we've got our work cut out for this week. Don't forget to pray your prayers, okay? I love you. God bless you, and talk to you next week, God willing.
Can't decide what to